earth, and sky.
I think the most important trend is that we are seeing change, and in many cases, unprecedented change. Change principally driven by modifications of global climate, by changing land use, and by gain or loss of species.
You're listening to Robert Wade, Executive Director of the Long-Term Ecological Research Network Office. Scientists at the network's 26 study sites collect data on environmental trends around the world.
I think the most important thing that we're focusing on and that we need to be concerned about is this issue of tipping points. That is, ecosystems can be stressed to the point where they tip over into an entirely different kind of system. In other words, a system which has different kinds of behavior and provides different kinds of ecosystem services.
So ecosystems that once provided clean water and air could stop providing those things.
It's these tipping points that we're not very confident that we can predict yet, because they depend on the interaction of many factors.
Still, scientists believe the tipping of ecosystems will have largely negative effects.
So the open question is whether humans will understand and appreciate these changes and affect changes in their own behavior to try and head them off.
More with Robert Wade at our website. I'm Deborah Bird, and this is Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.